Our next item is subdivision 2005-32, Ernest DeAngelis Jr.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, dividing 11.64 acres into 10 lots, located east of Route 30, 1,760 feet north of Road 319. Now, this application has been reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee. We were provided with copies of a survey and site plan for the application, also a booklet referenced as Melendez Manor. And I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments based on the Tech Committee.
Mr. Chairman, we've not received any additional comments.
Archer, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
I am Doug Warner. This is Matthew Peterson from Element. We're representing our client Ernie DeAngelis and Melendez Lane LLC for a preliminary subdivision site plan review for Melendez Manor, subdivision 2005-32. What we'd like to do is I'd just like to go over a quick review of the general location, some of the general requirements, have Matthew kind of just walk you through the small little subdivision that we have, step back through, go over some of the bulk requirements and technical stuff in a little bit of detail, and then go with any questions from there.
Well, we prefer to ride, but if you want to walk us, go ahead.
Price of gas and all.
Okay. Site is 11.64 acres, parcel 235-20-1503, located on Gravel Hill Road, which is state route number 30. It's about a half a mile or so south of Route 16. Currently zoned AR1, land use is residential and agricultural. It's a cleared area. There's an existing home to remain, and we'll show you that portion. And we're looking to make this into 10 single-family lots, all three-quarter acre and above.
This is pretty much for it, you know, kind of what you see here. Coming off of Gravel Hill Road, so it's kind of a boulevarded entrance, 6-foot median in the middle that'll be landscaped with street trees. We have about a 12-foot buffer from our right-of-way. To this parcel here, there's an existing housing unit on this parcel. We're giving them driveway access through this little close in our landscape area. This is part of our stormwater management plan. This is an infiltration basin. It'll be heavily landscaped all the way around it. As the boulevard kind of comes in, we hit an area here and then tee off in every direction and get all 10 of our lots there. Pond in the back, outfall out this way. Kind of a fun little design that we put together with a couple of nice big cul-de-sacs there, each lot radiating off that. It's pretty much the design intent on that.
Minimum lot size that we talked about is 0.76 acres. We largest lot size, which is 1.13.
Oh, I did forget to say that. This lot, right, the existing home that's on the site now is right here. We made a lot around it. And I think Doug will get into this a little bit on the technical side. His well is located right now on this parcel. It'll be relocated to this parcel. This is the existing Melendez. There is a Melendez drive right now. It's basically where this is, and we just rerouted it.
Average lot size is 0.88 acres. We are running about 0.86 dwelling units per the acre. Open space is about 1.17 acres, which is about 10% of the site. 50-foot right-of-way, standard Sussex County cross-section with roadside swales. Running to our stormwater management practice in the front and into the rear. As Matthew indicated, the stormwater pond in the front is actually an infiltration basin. We've had soil borings and so forth done to evaluate the technical evaluation of that. The back pond is actually a detention pond that will discharge to a riprap dissipation pad that then runs into a roadside swale, or not a roadside swale, but a railroad side swale on the back portion of the property. We will be in compliance with all Sussex Conservation District requirements, pre-development versus post-development rates on the discharges there. We've had the site evaluated by Envirotech Environmental Resource Company for wetlands. We have no wetlands identified on the site. I do have, we've had our soils consultant out there, and something I'd like to give you here that we didn't have previously was our feasibility letter from DENREC for the individual on-site wastewater. Eight of the lots have been identified for gravity-type systems, two of the lots with LPP-type systems. Water tables all 72 inches and greater. Pretty good soils for what we have here. Well, as we had indicated, the lot number 8, which is the southernmost eastern lot, currently has the well for the existing dwelling. That will be abandoned in place and a new well provided on that lot, which will be lot 7, in order to give us our proper separations from our septic and our well sites. We think we've addressed, we had an original plan that was in to you folks about a year ago or so. We tried to revise that plan, and that's what we gave you about 3 weeks ago. What we tried to do is attempt to address some of the comments that we had from a conservation district and from some others. And I think that about does it.
All right, sir. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. Well, Mr. Burton, you're up again.
This plan has not gone to Delta, is that correct?
That is correct.
Do you see any problem with this in that curved road?
No, actually, we've had our traffic. We have a sub-consultant, Orth Rogers, that we just had do some preliminary work for us and evaluate that. They've come back with their average daily traffic counts and the geometry of the road and indicated that a plain, basic, simple entry design will suffice there for DelDOT. No bypass lanes, site distances were okay. That's our feedback from the consultant.
And the neighbor has seen this that is in the corner lot there, that you're letting him use his driveway? So
yes.
This was his original driveway that you're...
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the road that's there now.
Right, it's a gravel-type entry all the way to the back. You're right. And we're going to give him access off the southern portion of that cul-de-sac, the rear cul-de-sac.
Okay. When you say infiltration, that'll be a dry pond on the front.
Yes, and we'll be landscaping that with some various... We work with a company called Envirotech. We're going to be putting some various type of wetlandy looking materials in there with some flowering in certain seasons and so forth that still work with the infiltration in order to give us an appealing view from the folks across the way there from the road.
Yeah, whether wet or dry, this will look very, very nice.
Right.
Their plants can be inundated with water or go through a drought, and that's what they're designed to do. So through what kind of biology, we're able to make these things look pretty nice.
The outfall going to the railroad track, that's an okay deal?
Yes, we met with the Conservation District back in September, and they identified that as one of the potential, as they call it, point of interest for discharge. And we actually went back and did some additional topo along there to further define the channel. So that was one of the points that we worked with them that was acceptable to them.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Jordan.
Will these be sold as lot building or lot homes, or are you going to do the building, or...
No, I believe, these are just going to be sold as individual lots. But there will be some stipulations put out there in terms of some sort of architectural guidelines and sizes of homes and so forth.
Oh, a question.
All right, sir.
you haven't submitted any proposed deed restrictions or anything at this time?
No, they have not. I just asked Mr. Abbott, and there weren't. Okay. I said they were submitted.
All right, sir. Mr. Smith.
Nope, that was going to be my question about a homeowners association.
No other questions? Other questions? Okay, Mr. Lang.
Are these lots intended to be for dwellings, modulars, manufactured home double wides?
The last discussions that we had with our client was with a stick-built type of home in there, somewhere in that 2,500 to 3,000 square foot, something in that area. These are fairly large size lots. Want to take it up in that size there on the homes.
Yeah, I asked that question because it appeared that the residence that's in the rear of the property is a double wide with some expansion, and also the cream-colored one, I believe it is, on the front is also a double wide. That's why I asked that question. I had the same concern in looking at the site that Mr. Burton asked. It was about the curvature of that road and location of the entrance. We did note that the Melendez Drive's already there in existence to serve the two lots that are already present. But it was a concern. It just appears that there's, with Route 30 being a truck route and the amount of traffic alone and vehicular traffic on 30 could be a problem at that location just for site visibility.
Yeah, I agree and acknowledge the comment. I mean, from our perspective, that's why we hire the Orth Rogers of the world to give us that feedback. Certainly, we meet with typically John Fiore up at DelDOT on much larger applications. Typically, we'll meet with him on this one, but our feedback from Orth Rogers was they felt pretty solid with what we had working there.
And that would be subject to DelDOT's approval anyway.
Absolutely.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Robertson.
No, just the statement again that the summary of proposed restrictions wasn't submitted, which is something the commission looks at and I look at to make sure that the maintenance of the streets, common areas, stormwater management, that's all taken care of, and that there's the agricultural use protection notice in there, if that applies. Are there any wetlands on this property?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there's no wetlands notice requirement, but that's why we need to see those proposed restrictions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Okay, gentlemen, if you take a seat for a moment, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2005-32, Ernest DeAngelis Jr.? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2005-32? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend your evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.